Yeah, it's looking a little bleak. Looking a little bleak. I got to be careful on days when it looks bleak and looks like rain and it's steamy hot. I don't start to flash back. Oftentimes, I can start to flash back. I can look at the rain and I can feel the heat, the closeness on my skin. And I can remember the days with the name on my uniforms in Greece, Vanelli, when everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Flying Tree, 1967. I was busted out of fighter pilot school for, well, something I did on a carrier. We were on the forest all. We were in Qingcheng Harbor, and we were launching attacks on the north. I was the squadron leader. I'd always take off first. I'd say, Roger, the catapult would shoot me out there, and no sooner would I clear the deck, I'd go to afterburner. The G-forces distorting my face. I'd watch as Kalachecki behind me blasted out. Climb to altitude to join me, and then Robinson! Come on, Wisniewski, let's move it, move it, move it! Slippery the juice, butter! And then, I'd say, I want a tight formation, tight formation! I said, I want your wingtip over my wingtip, you got it? I want to sit here tight! That's it, tight! I want, there you go, that's close. Wisniewski, remember to trim your nose hairs when you get to the ground, all right? I mean, that was tight formation. Well, we had to knock out this stronghold built into the side of a mountain. Everybody been trying to knock it out. And so far to no avail. Machine gun fire wouldn't knock it out. Cannon fire wouldn't knock it out. We couldn't hit it with the big stuff from the B-52s. And the frustration was gnawing at me real bad. Real bad. And it was gnawing on the other guys, too. I mean, every time we'd fly over there, we'd take heavy fire. Heavy fire. First of all, there'd be small fire from the ground there. Every now and then, we'd come in low. You'd see the telltale winking of a surface-to-air missile on the ground. Got one behind you. Hard left on their side. At the last minute, he pulled left, and that thing went roaring on by it. Here we are, A4, light attack, Skyhawk aircraft. And there they are with pea shooters, and we can't knock them out of the hill. Our guys are taking severe losses because of them. I say we blast them once and for all. I can't live as a Marine with them doing that. I say we go in and do the ultimate sacrifice. I say we take our fully loaded aircraft there and just fly into the side of that mountain there. We meet him at the pearly gates. We'll get him. Got him as we're waiting to get in. What do you say? There was dead silence. I said, we're getting down to half fuel. We have another 60 seconds to decide. Are we going into the mountain? Or are we going back with our tails between our legs? Robinson was the first one. He didn't even say anything. All of a sudden, I just saw him bank over and just... fly in there, screaming over his radio. I watched as his aircraft impacted the mountain. He was a little to the left. His fuel tanks exploding as a fireball enveloped the side of the mountain. Wisniewski finally rolled his plane over. Went to afterburners and just dove on that artillery emplacement. They want results. We'll get them results. $21 million in aircraft. Kalachecki said, all right. Meet you at the resurrection. I just watched as the fire burned and the then slowly climbed to altitude and headed back to the carrier, chuckling to myself. I said, this is one night I get to watch what I want to watch on the TV tonight.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, that world-famous athletic supporter...